Welcome to episode 630 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. For the past several weeks, we have been airing a series called Perspectives on Easter, focused on the people who played both major and minor roles in the Easter narrative, as well as the relevant places, practices, artifacts, and traditions related to Easter. We continue that series today by focusing on our identity in the light of Easter. Revelation 1 verses 5 to 6, and from Jesus Christ the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. There are many important themes in these verses of Scripture. Jesus Christ as the faithful witness. The passage identifies Jesus as the ultimate and reliable source of truth, who testifies about God's character and plan for humanity. As the faithful witness, Jesus serves as the perfect model for believers, emphasizing the importance of remaining true to God's word and purpose. The firstborn of the dead. This phrase highlights Jesus' resurrection, establishing him as the first to conquer death and foreshadowing the future resurrection of all believers. The resurrection of Jesus serves as the foundation of the Christian faith and the assurance of eternal life for all who believe in him. The ruler of kings on earth. Jesus is portrayed as the supreme authority above all earthly rulers, asserting his sovereignty and control over the course of history. This reassures believers that Jesus is ultimately in control, even amidst turbulent times and worldly conflicts. Redemption through Jesus' blood. The passage emphasizes the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross, which redeems believers from sin and its consequences. This act of selfless love showcases the depth of God's love and grace towards humanity. A kingdom of priests. Revelation 1 verses 5 to 6 highlights the transformation of believers into a kingdom of priests. The Apostle Peter also speaks to this in 1 Peter 2 verse 9 when he says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." This passage is about our identity in light of the resurrection. Jesus secured something for us through his sacrifice on the cross and his rising up on Easter Sunday. Because of what he has done, we have a new identity. Peter tells us that we were called out of darkness, called out of the darkness of sin and death and despair. And we have been called into the light of the Son of Righteousness. In today's fast-paced and ever-changing world, it's easy to lose sight of our identity and purpose as followers of Christ. However, both John, in the book of Revelation, and Peter provide us with a powerful reminder of who we are and the role we play in God's kingdom. In Revelation 1 verses 5 to 6, John describes Jesus as the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. There is no name above his name, there is no throne above his throne. Jesus, the ultimate exemplar of faithfulness, showed his love for us by giving his life on the cross and shedding his blood to free us from the bondage of sin. Through his sacrifice, he not only brought us redemption but also transformed each of us into a new creation with a new identity and purpose. As believers, we are called to be part of God's kingdom and to serve as priests. This dual role carries a profound significance. As members of God's kingdom, we are part of a divine family, united under the loving and just rule of our Savior, Jesus. We share in his victory over sin and death and are called to walk in the light of his love and truth. Moreover, as priests, we are entrusted with the sacred responsibility to minister to God and to one another. We are called to intercede in prayer, to offer spiritual sacrifices, and to share the gospel with those around us. Our lives are meant to reflect God's love, grace, and mercy, drawing others into a relationship with him. Melchizedek is one of the earliest examples in the Bible of a person who held both the roles of a king and a priest. In Genesis 14 verses 18 to 20, he is described as the king of Salem, later known as Jerusalem, and a priest of God Most High. Melchizedek blessed Abraham, and Abraham gave him a tenth of all the spoils from a battle. Melchizedek is also mentioned in Psalm 110 verse 4 and in a few places in Hebrews where he is considered a type of Christ due to his dual roles as king and priest. Jesus, the Messiah, is the ultimate example of a person who held both royal and priestly roles. As a descendant of King David, Jesus is part of the royal line and referred to as the King of Kings. He is also called the Great High Priest in Hebrews 4, verses 14 to 16, who intercedes for his people before God the Father. In the order of Melchizedek, Jesus holds the dual roles of king and priest, providing a unique position that bridges the gap between God and humanity. John points out that the ruler of kings is the believer's redeemer. In his deep love for us, he shed his blood on the cross to end sin's tyranny over us. As king, Jesus exercises divine authority and rule over all creation. He is described as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and is sovereign over the entire universe. This kingly authority assures believers that Jesus is in control and that his kingdom will ultimately triumph over all evil. As a priest, Jesus serves as the mediator between God and humanity. In the Old Testament, priests were responsible for offering sacrifices for the sins of the people and interceding on their behalf. Jesus, as the ultimate high priest, offered himself as the perfect and complete sacrifice for sins, bridging the gap between God and humanity caused by sin. In the Old Testament, the roles of king and priest were separate and belonged to different tribes. Kings were from the tribe of Judah, while priests were from the tribe of Levi. Jesus, as a descendant of King David and the tribe of Judah, fulfills the royal aspect, while his priesthood connects to the order of Melchizedek. Jesus' dual roles as king and priest serve as an example for his followers. In 1 Peter 2 verse 9, believers are described as a royal priesthood, called to participate in God's kingdom by serving others and sharing the gospel. Jesus' life and ministry exemplify how believers should balance authority with service and compassion. Once we were helpless sinners, but now, as both John and Peter explain, we are a royal priesthood. Once we served sin, now we worship and serve God. We are a kingdom of priests. In Old Testament times, priests offered sacrifices on behalf of the people of Israel and stood as mediators between the people and God. Now we come directly to God through Jesus, and we offer ourselves and spiritual sacrifices to God. Once we were in Satan's domain, now we are in Jesus' domain. Ephesians 2 verses 2 and 5 remind us that once we were followers of the prince of the power of the air, Satan, but our merciful and loving God made us alive together with Christ. As John contemplates what God has done for believers by making us a kingdom of priests, he spontaneously offers praise to God. He ascribes glory and dominion. He concludes his doxology by saying, "Amen," meaning, "Let it be so." A similar praise for God's grace and power on our behalf should arise from our hearts and lips. In a world where identity and purpose can often be muddled by the noise and distractions around us, let us remember who we are in Christ, a kingdom of priests, called to serve and glorify our God and Father. Let this truth shape our thoughts, actions, and interactions as we seek to honor God and extend His love to those around us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, who freed us from our sins by His blood. We are humbled and grateful for the new identity and purpose you have given us as members of your kingdom and as priests. Help us to embrace this calling wholeheartedly, seeking to serve you and others with love, compassion, and faithfulness. May our lives be a testament to your grace and goodness, drawing others to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. To you be the glory and power forever and ever. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.